from your in savings. Here. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? Seven brand insecticide.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Good morning. We have a great show for you, and I am so glad that you showed up here today. How are you? We have Prudence here with me again. Having so much fun. You want to come back, huh?
I can be here whenever you want.
I love it. It's kind of contagious, you know, and I hope that that's what everybody's feeling out there, a little bit of contagiousness, because when you're talking positive, people tend to want to generate around you, and I love that. And we're just one positive talk radio show all day long here at 1400 KKZZ. And if you're just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and I've got some great guests here today. We have live in our studio, we have Donna and Lauren Johannesson, and welcome.
Welcome.
So they're going to be talking about their natural product that I can't wait to see. It's a mother and daughter. They actually live very close to me, and I've actually been using it. This whole week I've been a guinea pig. I am telling you, I've done, which I love, because I really love to really try out whatever I'm bringing on my show so that I can actually, you know, really be behind it 100% so that I can feel, you know, if there's something that I don't love, I'll be honest. That's what it's all about, is being honest, being real, and that's what I try to do on my show. So I welcome you. And I welcome all my listeners, and I want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008. If you're out of the area, you can give us a call. If you're in the area, just 639-0008. And I've got Jacob and Steve on the board. They're doing a great job, and they're here to answer any questions that you have to ask for us. Today, we have actually Amy Goodman, and she is a lifestyle expert and editor at the large of Southern Living. I love that magazine. Have you guys ever, do you read that?
Yeah, we love it.
I know. So she's going to give us some really great fresh ideas for outdoor activities for the whole family. Summer must have gadgets. I love gadgets, you know. Although you can only have so many, you know?
Well, you can only use one at a time.
I know. So, yeah.
You have to choose.
But and just some simple precautions that we should all be aware of for safe sun and safe in the season. So I'm really excited to hear about that. And then in the middle of our show, we are going to be talking to you ladies, Donna and Lauren. And we're going to talk about your product. How do you pronounce it?
Chivas Skincare.
How did you get that name?
Well, I used to be a Spanish teacher, so I love the Spanish language. And Chiva in Spanish means female goat. So Chivas means female goats.
How appropriate.
And that's how we got
it. And you guys have just grown like no tomorrow, huh? I mean, now you have this huge facility in Fillmore, right?
Oh, it's not really that huge.
No?
But yeah, we moved to Fillmore about a year or so ago. And
do you live there too?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, wait, you didn't move there. Your facility moved there, right?
Yeah, the farm.
Yeah.
We have more animals, so it's a much better place for them.
So I can't wait to hear. So this is all natural, right? And it's with goat milk?
So I'm just hearing of it. What actually is it? It's goat milk, but is it food? Is it skincare? Is it, what is it?
Oh, it's skincare.
Skincare, okay.
Yeah, I've been using the lotion on my face and the lip gloss.
Lip balm,
Lip balm.
Yeah.
And there's bath salts. I mean, I want to kind of hear just a little tidbit, you know, because we're going to kind of tease everybody and then we'll come back. But how did you get started? What was your passion?
Well, it all started with me because Lauren was in college at the time, but I have to preface it that I love animals. So any animal that I can have is just great with me. And I also have always been into preventative medicine. So anyway, at the time I had basically four kids at home, and I wanted, you know, to feed them as nutritiously as possible.
So
and
you have four kids like I do?
Oh,
okay,
right.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
Keeps us busy.
Yep.
Anyway, I had learned that raw goat milk is so nutritious. So I got two milking goats, thinking that I'm going to feed my family this great, you know, raw goat milk. And I cooked with it and everything, and it had just so much milk. These two goats.
So you cooked with it, too?
Oh, yeah. I just replaced anything with milk, with the goat milk, because it's so good. It tastes so good, too.
How many goats do you have?
Right now we have about 20. That's including, you know, babies and everything. And if anybody's interested in buying some babies, we have some for sale.
And are they hard to take care of?
No, they're not that hard to take care of.
Okay. Wow, isn't that interesting? I mean, there's so many passions that people are, you know, what direction. You never know which direction you're going to go in.
Yeah.
And so now you ended up making...
Yeah, so what happened, I had so much milk that I started making cheese, yogurts, ice cream, and then I had known that goat milk soaps were the most luxurious. You know, Cleopatra bathed in goat milk. That was one of her beauty secrets. So I tried making goat milk. I taught myself with several books. Goat milk soap.
Yeah.
And gave them away for presents. It was around the holidays, and everybody wanted more. So I started making more. It turned into a hobby. We were invited to a school fair, and then I did farmers markets, and then we started getting into stores, and then Lauren came on. And
well, that's what I love most, is when you find something that you just enjoy and it's fun,
exactly.
And then it evolves into something completely beyond what you could have imagined. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's great.
And that's kind of what happened with me here, you know? I just came on to do a little motivation segment, and here I have my own show. And
great.
I love bringing other people on that are living their passion, and that this is obviously a gift to you.
Yeah.
And you know, and we never know unless we keep trying.
And what I really like is that you're right here. You're local, so we can access you and we can have your product and know of your product, and it's just next door. It's not some big I don't have to go to some big warehouse or some big department store to get it.
Right.
And I love that home feel to it.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Our customers love that too.
I know. So we were gonna be discussing basically, you know, your background and what you have. And I know you guys have a really great deal for all my listeners, right? What is it?
It's 25% off on our website. So,
very
cool. Should I give out the code?
Sure. Well, you know what we'll do is we'll post it and then we'll give it out before the end of the show. So definitely stay with us. Also, at the end of our show, we have Linda Samuels, and she's going to be talking about the other side of organized. I know, you know, this is like my struggle in life. I am always trying to be organized. My husband just says, you just keep starting over, you know.
Yeah.
But you can't, if you just keep trying to get better, right? I know that's a lot of what you do, visualizing and...
It's about taking those baby steps. And I think she even says a bit of that. People are so afraid that being organized means everything has to be super, uber organized. And if you take little steps and start making little changes, then you begin to feel better, and then you get to a place of comfortable organization.
So you're not overwhelmed.
Exactly.
We never want to be overwhelmed, because then we make wrong decisions and we're in a hurry. And so you just take baby steps. And we are actually going to take baby steps to our commercial right now. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Amy Goodman, and she is lifestyle expert and editor at large for Southern Living Magazine. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. We'll be right back.
Join us at the Lewis Music Academy this summer and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello. We also have a perfect cure for the summertime blues with our rock and roll summer camps. And for your adorable MIDI music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 5. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
You know the saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same. But when things change your life, sometimes your investments could benefit from a little change too. That's why there's never been a better time to come in for your free Edward Jones portfolio review. Your local financial advisor will help ensure that your investments are keeping pace with your goals, and she'll help you make a fully informed decision before any changes to your investment strategy are made. Contact Becky Savelle at 805-496-5584. Edward Jones, making sense of investments. Hosting. Member SIPC.
Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Welcome back, everyone, and thanks so much for staying with us. And you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We have a great show for you today. Always inspiration, always trying to give you value every day in every way. And today, right now, we're going to be talking to Amy Goodman, and she is a lifestyle expert. And Amy, are you there?
I am.
Welcome, welcome. How are you?
Hello.
So tell us a little bit about some really great ideas for, you know, outdoor activities since it's such an incredible day out here in California.
Oh, my gosh. As you know, I was just in your corner of the world. I was in West L.A. I'm sorry that I had to hop a flight, and now we're talking on the phone. Otherwise, I would have loved to have done
it. Oh, I love when people come in my studio.
You are having some gorgeous weather aside from, what do they call it, the June gloom, right? When it,
yeah, we did go through a little bit of that, but it's good now.
But, oh, gosh, no, and the sky is clear, and it's a great time for everyone to be outdoors. And, you know, I have a young family, too, and having, you know, fun in the sun, first thing is safety. So we'll talk about some safety tips first and then talk about some really great creative ideas you can do with you and your family. The first, obviously, and it might sound really obvious, but it's to keep the kids hydrated. You know, when they're running around outside, they tend to lose track of their water consumption, and it's so important that when they are outdoors, that you keep their water bottles handy. You can get them personalized ones or do some really interesting juice infusions that you can make yourself. The second is to make sure that you wear sunscreen every single day. And this is for the kids, but it's also for the adults, because it's really shocking, you know, that skin cancer is the most common form of cancer in the United States.
You know, Amy, I'm going to stop you right there because it's so confusing, all the sunblocks now, because they keep changing. And, you know, you think you buy one and you think it's good. My husband just got back from Laughlin, and he looks like a, you know, fried, he got fried. And I said, did you wear the sunblock that I put in your ear? He goes, well, no. You know, it's like, he goes, I was just trying to drink water. Like, you know, I'm sorry, and I'm sorry to all the men out there, but sometimes we have to, like, help them out, and, you know, it's like, really? You didn't, you know, here I put it on all the kids, and but it's something that, you know, now it's, I think it's broad. What is the one that you should be using now?
Yes, so, you know, this is, all the info I've got here is the latest and greatest, so make sure you use a broad spectrum.
Broad spectrum, right.
UVB protectant sunscreen is the word. I know you use the word sunblock, but Sunblock is now banned
on the
sunscreen. And make sure, okay, so the key for your husband is not only to put it on, but then you've got to put it on every 2 hours. And it's like a golf ball-sized amount of sunscreen for the entire body. That's like if you're going swimming or for any areas of your skin that are exposed. And again, the whole key to, like, you have to reapply it every 2 hours, or if you go swimming, you pop out of the pool, you've got to reapply it then because it falls off in the water a bit. And,
but what about,
you know,
what, the ones that they say that are waterproof.
Yeah,
waterproof, exactly.
A bit of it as well.
Is that not right, waterproof? There's not such a thing?
Waterproof, I think, was a little bit perhaps misleading to the general public because nothing is absolutely bulletproof, waterproof, right? So the correct terminology is indeed water resistant, which means, you know, that it will stand up in water, but it does get removed a bit in the friction of water as you're swimming.
So when in doubt, reapply anyway.
One brand that I definitely love.
Right,
my husband
so
try it too, so he doesn't get fried next time.
Yeah.
I adore Banana Boat, and they have lots of great things for family this summer. They have like a family-sized pump that looks really like a lotion pump. So as you're going out the door, you can put a couple pumps in your hand and make sure everybody's faces are covered. They also have SPF up to 110, so that if you have really sensitive skin, really, really light, fair skin, this is a wonderful option and product for you.
Now, my,
and of course,
my understanding,
for the kids, you know, like sting-free and tear-free formulas so that it doesn't sting their eyes.
Now, my understanding is that they've...
current to even getting it on them in the first place.
Now, my understanding is that they found that actually once you get past 30, the rest, it's really, there's no variation. So when you say 110, I'm thinking, what's the difference?
You're thinking, holy cow. Well, SPF, it is like, the way it's formulated is that it increases your time that you can be in the sun, right? It increases your burning time factor. So if you wear 110, it's going to protect you that much longer. Mm-hmm. You know, generally doctors say, you know, reapply every 2 hours. Technically, you could wear 110 much longer than 2 hours. So if you just know that you're going to be in the sun for a really long time, you're particularly fair, or you're like me and want to avoid those burning aging rays as much as possible, then, you know, people do desire a higher SPF, and that's why.
Okay, now that's helpful because I always thought that had to do with the density of it.
That on Banana Boat's Facebook page, if you pop on there and you take their short sun 101 quiz, it takes all of like less than a minute. They in turn will donate $1 to the Skin Cancer Foundation on your behalf, and you can take the quiz as many times as you want. It's such a great way.
Well, Amy, you know what? Maybe you can do this. You can actually put it on my Facebook, on the Kim Pagano Show, become a fan, and then I'll share that with everyone.
Very cool.
Okay. And so so now, do you have any other things, fun activities that you said you wanted to talk about?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Now that we have, you know, the safety is down, there's so many wonderful things that I can do. And I like to do things really affordable and with things that you already have around the house. So one I call the Pool Party Palooza. I recently actually did this for my daughter and her friends, and it was a huge hit. We don't actually have a pool, so we had lots of, like, I had one inflatable, maybe two. I borrowed from other friends in the neighborhood. So we had pools, we had slip and slides, we had sprinklers, and it was just became kind of like an own little water park in the backyard. In advance, you know, you buy some goggles, some squirt guns, and these are favors that you actually hand out at the door when people arrive, so they can use them the minute they get them. Make sure you have a stack of towels handy in case anybody forgets them, and lots of fresh. I like frozen fruit because it's cool, like frozen grapes and frozen watermelon, and it's just like on a stick. It adds a different twist to refreshment, and it's nice and cool. So that's one thing that you can do. Another is to do like a sports-a-thon, which is more kind of geared to having the entire neighborhood come over, and definitely for the whole family. You can kind of make mixed teams if you want, but it's transforming your backyard, using wagons for like a wagon pull, water balloons for a toss, bubbles.
Amy,
like
I'm going to add something to yours. Yeah. Is, you know what's really fun to do is if you were doing all that and then to actually set up an outside screen and have a movie night. Wouldn't that
I
be
love
fun?
That. Have that you actually nice. Done that?
Yeah, we've done that. I've got four kids, so I got to be really creative here.
No,
I've had every party that you could ever imagine, it seems like. But an outside party where everybody, you know, in the neighborhood brings their lounge chairs or whatever, right? And you do a little potluck outside and you set up a movie. We actually did it at our school. And, God, it was incredible. It's so much fun. So everybody kind of brings their blankets for when it gets a little
gives
cooler,
you, an excuse
you know?
For a picnic
yeah, and then you know, have your s'mores, you know? It's all good. So
I want to do that tonight.
I know. Wouldn't that be? I think I'm going to have a.
You need a s'more, which would be instead of the chocolate, you could do peanut butter, melted marshmallow, a bit of jam, and make it like a peanut butter melted s'more.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, and so I'm assuming the school, maybe they got a projector, and just for anybody out there, you can definitely rent projectors for this kind of activity so that you can get it nice and big for your outdoor drive-in movie theater thing.
Yeah, all right. Well, Amy, thank you so much for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show, and if you become a fan on The Kim Pagano Show Facebook, we'll post that and share you with everyone.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. It was just a blast.
You got it. All right. Well, I welcome everyone to give us a call here if they have anything that they want to add to our show at 805-639-0008. And we're looking for fun summer activities that are safe for our family and kind of a little out of the box, you know. I'm always looking for something fun. Last night we went to the movies and we saw that Bad Teacher.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Did you guys like that?
I was kind of afraid it might be bad.
It was bad. I have to tell you. I don't know. It just, you know, and it's funny because my daughter's like, really, Mom? Really? It was great spending time with our family, but it was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I hate when you go to the movies and you think that they put so much time into a movie. And there was a couple funny parts, but it wasn't that funny.
Well, just because a movie's made doesn't mean it's good.
I know, I know. So.
And unfortunately, they follow sort of a theme because it sells tickets.
Yeah, I don't know, not so good. It didn't have a really great, to me, it didn't have a really great positive message at the end.
I agree too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So yeah, it was kind of crazy. But we did go to Movie Co, and that is an awesome movie theater over there. I'm telling you. We actually, I like to go up to the expensive seats upstairs. Has anybody ever done that?
21 and over?
Yes.
Upstairs.
Oh my gosh. You could, it's just like sitting in your living room in a lounge chair. It is amazing.
I still haven't been there. I forget about it.
Oh
this
my God.
The one in Thousand Oaks?
Yeah.
Oh my God. When we went last, they had those chairs that you sit in and they like vibrate and move like with the action of the film.
Oh,
and there was
really?
A line out the door, so I didn't get to try it.
Oh, yeah. Those are them. Yeah.
Well, you know, Harry Potter's coming, so I'm betting they might be using those.
And you know what I hear? That's like the only movie go out here in California.
It is.
All the ones that are like in Florida and stuff.
Yeah.
So,
really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so huge there. Yeah. It's huge. You wouldn't believe because actually, I've been talking to them and it is like each thing is, I mean, it's you can't even believe how big it is in each one of those auditoriums. So, but we actually sat down in the, I guess, the regular seats or whatever because I don't know why they didn't have that playing up. Probably because it wasn't a good movie. Maybe that would be our first bet. So
it's not a romantic dinner movie.
It's not a romantic dinner movie, no. But you know what? It was really good. And you know what? I love going to see movies. It kind of takes you out of your element. And it's just a really good time passer. So with that, stay with us. We're going to come back and we're going to talk to Donna and Lauren. And we're going to talk about their product. I want to say Chivas, right?
Chivas.
Why do I Chivas. Have, you know? I know. of course, you could say it really good. Say it again.
Chivas.
Okay. And we're going to be talking about Chivas. There you go. I got it now. Okay.
Think of like chi, like your
cheese. Chivas. Yeah. In fact, we're going to even like, you know, you guys said you were kind of thinking about giving lessons on making cheese, right? For Chivas. So anyways, we got lots of fun things to talk about. And also, don't forget that we have at the 8:40 hour, we've got Linda Samuels, and her book is The Other Side of Organized, because finding balance between chaos and perfection, that is a big thing right there. So with that, our phone number here is, if anybody wants to give us a call, 805-639-0008, and we'll be right back.
Trouble that can be named, a tiger's waiting to be tamed, singing.
J-Girl wants to welcome you to an experience of a lifetime in the most important areas of your life. One-on-one bridal service to ensure that every bride gets what she needs and wants for her gown and gift selection. specializing in bra fittings and fun gifts for bachelorette and birthday parties. J Girl takes care of your every need, offering cosmetic application and eyebrow waxing. J Girl has an interest in you and your future. A private 18 and older room for date nights and anniversaries. At J Girl, every customer is treated like gold, regardless of age or size. You will leave feeling beautiful and confident. Oh, shh. For all you men, J-Girl helps you find the perfect gift for any occasion. J-Girl is located across from Gelson's in the Village Glen Shopping Center at 2900 Townsgate Road, Suite 107 in Westlake Village. Visit J-Girl in the privacy of your own home at jgirllingerie.com or call 449-9999 to set up an appointment.
Here's what your neighbors are saying about George Thompson Diamond Company in Camarillo off the 101 in Las Poses in the Target Center.
The quality is excellent.
Quality diamonds for less money.
I like the prices here.
Definitely better quality.
I think the quality is very good.
Oh, the prices are much lower here.
Price, can't beat it.
The price is excellent.
I don't think you can beat the price.
Best prices. The service here is excellent.
George has been wonderful.
All the help is professional and friendly, and they know us by name when we walk in. It's really nice.
The prices and the people. Always had good customer service when I came in here. That's what kept me coming back.
The prices are right. The people are so friendly. They're there to help you. A family company, you know, somebody that's been around.
I'd have to recommend George Thompson.
We've had wonderful service here.
Good quality, good prices, very friendly. I'll always say George Thompson.
Thank you very much, George.
If I were to recommend a jewelry store, I would recommend George Thompson, your friend in the diamond business.
Beat the internet and save up to 75% at George Thompson Diamond Company at the 101 and Las Poses Road in the Target Center, right next to Staples. George Thompson Diamond Company.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. And we were laughing about goats. And I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of neat that your whole product is from another, you know, a living animal, which a lot of us, we don't really dissect it. And, you know, anyways, we have in our studio today, we have Prudence, and I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you.
And, of course, my guys on the board here, we've got Jacob and Steve doing a great job, and we have Donna and Lauren Johannesson, and their product is Chivas. Did I get it right?
Yes. Yes.
Chivas.
All right. Okay, and you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and I'm on every morning from 8 to 9, and again from 3 to 4 if you missed something. Or you can't, you got to walk into work and you want to hear, what was that product? So how long has Chivas been around?
Well, gee, I got goats about 6 years ago. And as I said earlier, I got them for personal use for my family to keep them healthy with the nourishing raw goat milk. And then I had so much milk and eventually made goat milk soaps, taught myself how to make them. So that was about 6 years ago.
So you have soaps, but you have, what else do you have in your line?
Okay.
We also have a goat milk facial cream. And so with the cream, you look at the ingredients on most creams, and their number one ingredient is water. And so we replace that with the goat milk and aloe vera juice. So it's just like really moisturizing and nourishing.
I have to tell you, you know, I mean, we're on radio right now, but you guys have the most milkiest goat
they do.
Face. I mean, that sounds, you know, but I'm serious. They have the most incredible skin. So how long have you been using it on yourselves?
Well, about 5 years, and my skin has never been happier. I used to have the driest,
really?
Most sensitive, flaky skin, and now I have to do so much less. I just use my soap, which nourishes and, you know, moisturizes the skin because it's so gentle. And I put my cream on, and I don't even have to use lotions on my body anymore. It's incredible. It's made my life a lot, in that sense, a lot easier.
So you have face cream, you have body soaps. I heard
lip
you
balm.
Say oh, lip balm,
and then
what
a
else?
Bath soak
and bath soaks.
And
okay.
People keep asking us about body lotion, so that is in the works. But
very nice.
Oh, so okay, but you're saying that you don't really need a lot of body lotion, right?
No,
but how
you
cool
really
would
don't.
It be? You know what I love is like the spray on. Could you make it a spray on, please? Yeah. Not that I'm lazy, and you know, but it just I don't know. I thought something about that spray on, and then you know. know, rub it in from there.
My mom said she has four children, and my littlest brother said, why can't you make a soap that, like, leaves sunscreen on? And then I'm like, Neil, that's impossible. And now I think they have something like that.
Oh, my God.
So anything's possible.
Well, you know, that's what they say. Ask and
you shall
find a way.
Necessity's
the mother of invention.
What a great idea, though. Really, gosh. You shouldn't have said that on, you know.
Neil went to Santa Rosa Valley School. So.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's totally cool. So, so tell us, how many goats, I know we talked about this a little bit, but how many goats does it take to make, you know, what your product is? Like, for each thing? I mean, you know, how you said how many you have? 20?
We have approximately 20 goats.
Right.
But some of those are, like, our young, you know, ducklings and bucklings. So they're, of course, not milking. We have 8 milkers. And that still, we have way too much milk.
Really?
Because they produce, we have to milk them twice a day. Wow. And we
That's a
get,
lot of upkeep
yeah.
right there.
Yeah.
So you need all
it's
four of your kids. Are they all involved or just your one daughter?
In the beginnings, the boys were involved, but not anymore.
When
They're
they think it's fun, right?
Now.
And
yeah.
now it's like, yeah, mom, whatever, you know?
So how did Lauren get to be involved?
Oh, yeah.
Well, like my mom said, I was in college when she first started making soaps and got the college care package, and all my roommates and I loved them. But it was just a hobby at that point, so I didn't think much of it. But when I got home and I was trying to figure out my career path, I just started, like, playing with making soaps with her and experimenting, and then just kind of
led into it.
Yeah, it just happened. I was also working with 10,000 Villages at the time, which is
What is 10,000 Villages?
It's a fair trade nonprofit retail store, and that's how I got more involved with the fair trade sort of industry. And so now we use fair trade shea butter in our soaps, and always trying to, you know, incorporate those values into what we do. So that was a good sort of meshing of.
Wow. And what did you go to college for?
I did leadership studies and political science.
Wow.
Right, you know, studying soap, right?
Of course.
That sounds just like soap.
Wow.
Soap operas, but soap.
Yeah.
So, okay, so tell us a little bit about your product and each one, like what, you know, how your face cream, I've been using that. It's so luscious. I love to. And again, you know, I always want to tell everybody that I like to use things. Of course, that's why I'm feeling a little achy today. I got to call him and ask him what happened. But you know, I like to go through the process so that I can really, you know, see what I'm talking about and feel what I'm talking about. And it feels so luscious. So is that something that, was that one of your first products or?
No, I started making soap and did that for a few years. And when Lauren came on board, we started expanding. We still have a really small product line. We have the soaps, the creams, lip balms, and bath soaks, which is really small. But that's the basis of our company, is that you don't really need a lot of stuff. You can use our soaps on your face, body, and hands. So there goes your, you know, separate facial wash. You don't need a lot of products. And then, you know, the cream you can use day and night. And the lip balm is fantastic. It lasts a long time, and the bath soaks are really just a great treat, and they have goat milk powder in them, and among other many great ingredients, and they're just a nice treat and great for your body too.
And what are your favorite products?
My favorite products. Well, I love them all, to tell you the truth, but I guess Wise Sage would be my favorite soap. We grow the sage in our garden, and
is there different kinds of soap?
Oh, yeah, we have about...
Okay, so hold on. So let's talk about all the different kinds of soap. I got one of your little packages. So yeah. Do you know what soap, or is it... Okay.
So you got our Chiva Starter Kit.
Okay.
And that has the original soap, which is a peppermint citrus essential oil blend.
Okay.
And so I do all the essential oil blends that go in and sort of differentiate each of the soaps. So it's the scent, and then also, like my mom said, the Wise Sage has sage from our garden. It also, that one has hemp seed in it?
Wheat germ oil.
So we use different, you know, additives and exfoliants and whatnot in each one. The lavender oatmeal is very popular. That one obviously has oatmeal in it. And like I said, all of them are with essential oils, so they're all natural. And like the cream that you have is our Sweet Nothings cream. And then we also have the Sweet Nothings soap, and that's has 11 different oils that go in to scent it the way it is.
So can you take us through a couple steps of making soap for anybody that doesn't know how to make, like, that would be me. and I just I want to just remind everybody that you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm Kim, and we're talking to Donna and Lauren Johannesson, and No, that's not right.
It's Johansson.
Johansson, okay. I'm like, no, that's not right. Okay. And we're talking about your product, Chivas. So go ahead.
Well, usually the first ingredient in soap or any of skincare products is water. So we do not use a drop of water in any of our products. Well, anyway, I have to milk the goats twice a day. I get my milk, you know, I get it really nice and cold, and I use all kinds of base oils like olive oil, soybean oil, coconut oil, palm oil, wheat germ oil. I mean, I can go on. I have like 100 different oils, but basically I melt the hard oils, like, for example, palm oil, coconut oil. Then I add my, you know, soft oils like olive oil, etc. And then I take my milk and I add sodium hydroxide to it and mix it in for a long time, because you have to go very slowly or else you'd overheat the milk, which would damage it and wouldn't keep its, you know, nutritious values. So anyway, then you pour the lye milk mixture into the oils, and then you mix it for a very long time until it saponifies. It gets kind of thick, almost as thick as pudding. Then you pour it into your molds, and then it, you take them out in about 2 days. Then they have to be cut. We hand trim and bevel and polish each soap, and then it rests for at least a month. So wow. Till it dries. And
at least a month?
At least a month. So you have to have
this
a lot of
storage.
This
is like a huge project.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is like a huge undertaking.
It is.
I think I won't be making soap. I'll just get it from you guys. I mean, that's...
We do it sort of like the old-fashioned way, and because we use the fresh milk, it just sort of makes everything more complicated, and so it's like the hardest.
It's goat milk soap is the hardest soap to make. It takes a lot longer, and of course, it's more expensive to produce and maintain the goats, and it's called the cold process system. I mean, some people, you can do melt and pour soaps, which basically you buy a prefab base, you melt it, then you can add your colors and
so
sense
did you
to it, but we do not do that.
Yeah, now, did you have to take classes to do this, or did you just...
No, I taught myself. I read.
Good for
like
you,
two
Donna.
Years just...
Aren't you proud of your mom?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That is so cool. Now, what did you do before you started making soap besides being a mom?
Well, that's pretty much it.
Oh, so you...
Well,
when you were younger.
Oh, I used to be a teacher. Then I worked in New York City in a French bank.
In a French bank?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes, I am trilingual.
So, you know what's funny? I was looking at this question, and it's about what are your five-year goals? And I read, what are your five-year goats? And I'm like, five-year goats? What does that mean? No, five-year goals. So what are you hoping to be able to do with Chivas?
Yeah, I mean, I think we just moved to Fillmore, and we're getting sort of settled there. I think at some point we'd love to have another location, maybe back east or maybe in Mexico. Like I said earlier, fair trade is really important to me, so I don't know if my mind...
You know what, can you, Lauren, a lot of people don't know what fair trade is. Can you explain what that is?
So fair trade basically means that the people that make the product you're using were paid fairly and treated fairly in the process. And it's obviously more complicated than that, but that's the gist of it. And a lot of, you know, basically think like the opposite of like Chinese labor, so to speak, where they don't have fair living conditions and whatnot. So it's about the ingredients that you use, and then also obviously in our situation, because we're making a product, our own labor practices. And obviously we're making it all handmade here locally.
Do you have a lot of employees, or is it just...
No, we just have one employee. We work really hard.
And is that something that you're hoping to expand at some point? Because I would suspect if you've got all the soaps and as things grow, you're going to need more hands for those goats.
Absolutely. Yeah.
For those goats or those goals?
Both.
Yeah. I do like that, though. What are your goats? Goats, right? Yeah. So, all right, well, let everybody know where they can find it and what your offer is for all my listeners. I think that's really great, and I appreciate that.
So we are offering 25% off on our website, which is chivasskincare.com, and that's spelled C-H-I-V-A-S, skincare. And so that has our full product line online. And then we're also in about 60 stores nationwide. I'm trying to think, Ventura. There's a store called Soap up in Carpinteria, which...
Ooh, I never heard
nearby.
Of Soap.
Great little store. Love the owner. I'm trying to think. I mean, online is the easiest, especially if you want to get the discount. But,
right.
We have our store
And you know what
online.
I'll do is we can post it on my website.
And
that
would
be totally cool.
Like, I mean, like we said, we are a very small team, so it's hard for us to, you know, run the farm, make everything, and get out there and
why
do
not?
Sales.
What
I
do
know,
mean?
Why can't we
Gosh.
Do everything?
You know?
So we're always looking for suggestions. If you know of a store that might be a good fit for us, or if you happen to own a store and want to carry products, like, we're obviously love the feedback.
All right. I love it. Well, thank you so much for being here and being a part of the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you. Thank
All
you.
Right.
I'm excited to try this soap.
I know.
Oh, and it's great on your face.
Yeah,
you can use it
I
on
really
your face, body, hand, everything.
Nice.
And it's really great for sensitive, dry skin. Everybody loves it. I can guarantee it.
That is Very great. Nice. All right. Well, we do have our next guest right now. We have Linda Samuels and The Other Side of Organized. Linda, are you there?
I am here. How you doing, Kim?
Very good. Finding balance between chaos and perfection is my life goal.
There you go.
All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey and how you got started.
Sure. Well, I've been a professional organizer for almost 20 years. I'm actually a certified professional organizer, especially in clients that are chronically disorganized.
Really?
Isn't that yes. almost everybody?
I know.
Gosh. Yeah, and, well, it's actually a very specific type of client, but, you know, the clients I work with really struggle with that organizing piece in their life. And when I started the business Oh So Organized, I had two small children and really saw how, you know, a lot of moms and parents were having difficulty juggling all the different roles that we have. I remember, Kim, you have four kids, right?
That's right,
yeah,
yes.
So you know all about the juggle, right?
I do. I just keep going. That's all. That's what I know how to do is just keep going.
There's not
you
really
know?
Other choice.
So yeah, sure. and it's funny because now they're all a little bit older, probably like
yeah.
yours, right?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, so now my theory in life is many hands make little work. So guess what? They
that
all have
to
do a little something because it just, that's what life's about. So,
that's right. And that's, you know, that's something that some people have a harder time doing than others. You know, so often we think we have to do everything ourselves.
Right.
And we don't. We don't. And it doesn't help us, doesn't help our children, doesn't help the people around us. So it's just a matter of how do you, you know, do all the different things that you have on your plate? How do you juggle them? Where do you set your priorities? What's realistic, and how do you also manage to have some fun in there? You know, fun is important.
There, you got that. Actually, that's on the top of my list lately. I really am. You know, I'm kind of like, you know what's funny is I think for a lot of years I used to say, oh, I can't have them over because my house isn't together or I can't do this. And now I'm like going, you know what? Come on over. If you're really a good friend, you're not going to look at all that.
And you know what's funny is I would say the same thing too. And I'll just invite someone over and I get my house clean faster
yeah.
when I know
oh,
someone is
go.
Coming
hey,
than
know
if
what?
I'm just sitting there putting it off.
Yeah.
Well, that's often an incentive for many people. You invite the people and then it creates this deadline for, and a quick deadline no less, for just getting some things done that you might not have otherwise. And you know what? That's a fine technique to use if it works.
Exactly. I have to tell you, Linda, I actually don't go with that technique. I'll tell you why. And you want to know why? I mean, I used to, and now
yeah.
I just can't. I can't put out fires that fast anymore, and because I'm too busy. So I kind of go from a different way. I
okay.
go after the maintenance.
Uh-huh.
If everybody puts away what they need to, there's
yes.
not this big fire that you have to put
well,
out.
That's true, too.
True.
And so yeah. I kind of really learned to try to maintain my life. You know, you go into your car, you take out what you brought in, you know, I mean, if you can kind of regulate your life, you're not living in a panic world.
And that sounds sort of like what your book is about.
Well, it,
in a
you
sense.
Know, it's true that in the book, it's the idea of how do we actually integrate the idea of maintenance or that organizing piece into our life in a way that's doable so that it's not making us crazy. Our focus doesn't become just getting organized. The focus is actually on these other things like having our friends over and time with our family and doing the fun things that we enjoy because that's what's most important. But as you know, as you said, Kim, if it's always going to be a panic situation just to get to that fun stuff, well, it takes some of the fun away.
Right, exactly. So
yeah.
Linda, how do we get started? Let's talk about that because I know that so many people run through this. So,
well, it really depends what, you know, what the issues are. You know, how do you get started is a very broad idea, but in the sense that, you know, the first thing would probably be to identify what some of the challenges are. So, you know, for instance, you had said that you know, the idea of just it always being in a panic mode, at a point it got to the point where that was no longer comfortable and you didn't want to live like that. So you identified that as an issue. So whatever the issue is, whether it's, you know, that you don't want the panic, or that there's so much clutter that you can't move through the rooms, or whatever that challenge is, that's probably that first step, identify.
Right, and I know even in your book, okay, which is something that I do, is writing down your list will clear your mind of clutter and help consolidate your thoughts and enable you to select your next action step.
Absolutely.
And so that is something that I do every day, you know, is I write a list. Yeah, but, and you know what I do is I write it the night before, and I only put 4 things now. I used to put like 100. My husband would wake up and go, oh gosh, she's doing her psycho list, you know? And now, 4 things, because you know what? I can't kill myself anymore.
Well, and that's how I will get in a mode of saying, okay, 3 things. I come home from work, and 3 things need to be taken care of, or 5 things. And I find once you start, other things start to trickle. So it's actually then becomes 10 things that I've done in the house. But because I just made that commitment to at least do a certain number, that really helps.
The other thing to go along with that is that you can work sort of a two-list system. It may not work for everyone, but, you know, there are always things that pop in our head that we think, oh, I'd like to take care of that, but it isn't an immediate. So sometimes using something like a master list, which is you're kind of downloading all the things floating around your brain, and then, as you each said, picking off just the top 3 or 4 things that you might want to accomplish in any one given day. It makes that day more manageable, but you don't lose sight of these things that might be farther off that you might want to accomplish.
Master list. Wow, yep. That is huge. I think that's a really great idea, because if you have, and that's kind of like something we're going to be working with. I mean, I know Prudence does a visual board.
And life coaching.
And if you have a master list, okay, mm-hmm. And it's funny because we have both 4 kids, right? And you have 4 kids too, right?
I have 2.
Oh, you have 2. Okay. Okay, Donna has 4 kids here. But, you know, is you kind of look at your whole life, what it takes to run your life. And then that's your master list. Now you break it down into sections so that you don't feel overwhelmed, because some people would never get out of bed if they had to look at my life.
You know, it's completely a technique that I use with my coaching clients, because when you have all those, I tell Kim, you've got ducks everywhere. Their ducks are all over the place. Let's get the ducks in a row a little bit and work on them just a few ducks at a time.
That's
and
right.
It makes things so much more manageable, and we get to breathe a little easier.
Right. And you're not feeling overwhelmed.
And I've recently adopted for myself. It doesn't work for everybody, but I sort of changed all how I do my lists and my technology. So now I have one program that I use that really helps me manage those to-dos, which lets me focus on the today, but it also lets me put things into the future.
Okay, so are you going to share us?
Sure.
Please share that with us.
Well, of course, it's an app. It's an iPhone, iPad,
nice.
You know, iMac app. It's called To-Do, the number 2 with a D-O. And I like it because it's extremely visually oriented. You can use color, and it's very flexible.
Oh, my God, I'm all over it.
Yeah, and they all link. Like, you can, you know, sync it all together. But I find it really, really helps.
Wow, I love tips like that.
Yeah.
So back to your book. What are we going to find in your book?
Well, in my book, The Other Side of Organized, the whole premise is that, you know, find your balance between chaos and perfection. And so it's based seasonally. It's divided into 4 seasons so that you can find inspiration within any month or season about a particular topic.
Wow, I love that to start off with. I love that
idea.
And it's meant to, you can either read it cover to cover, or like most people who have not enough time, literally you can open a page and just get something from a sentence or a paragraph. So it's, you know, I remember especially when our girls were young, it was really hard. You'd get into bed, you were all ready to read, you'd get one page done, and you'd fall asleep, right? You remember those days?
Yes.
So it's written so that, you know, even the very tired person can find something to help them. And it's all based on real life experience, not just some theoretical how-to, but how do we really do this thing that so many struggle with, that we seem to be obsessed with, you know, between the hoarding shows and the, you know, the getting organized shows and all the books out there. How do we really do this so we can manage it ourselves? So it's not some unrealistic way, but that we build a life filled with passion, filled with the things we love, and we have some sense of order that makes sense for us.
I love it. That's exactly what my show is all about every day, is that's really trying to live in your present, yeah. Be present, be happy, be passionate, and find your gift in life. And yeah. Not, you know, go through every day as a gift instead of, you know, waking up feeling like, a burden. So take us through the steps that can help us do that.
Well, you know, the first thing is that each day when you wake up, you know, we all have baggage, right? We all have the things we didn't do yesterday, the things that are that we feel we can't do. So wake up with the idea that each day is a fresh start. And if you didn't quite accomplish what you want to the previous day or it didn't quite go along, let go of that and just begin all over again. That's really the first thing I would say.
Do you know, that's a huge thing. Basically, you can restart your day anytime.
Start your day.
Anytime. That's just huge. I hate to say that I kind of just learned that, but I kind of feel like I just learned that because, yeah. You know, if you can wake up and maybe it's just, you know, like, you kind of wake up, your neck sore, your back sore, and you just go, okay, I'm going to let me stretch a little bit and restart my day. You don't make your day just go downhill right there.
No.
You
so
know?
It's very much in the attitude even that we wake up with. And then the other thing is that if how things were going weren't exactly as you wanted, probably some kind of a change is going to be necessary. And I think many of us are fearful of change. You know, I remember meeting a person once who actually said to me, she said the words, "I love change." And when she said it, I was just taken aback. I got goosebumps because that is not the typical thing you hear from people. She actually would go out and seek out change at every possible moment of her life. And for most of it, we're kind of afraid of that unknown. So if there are things that aren't going right, it probably is going to require some change. And just admitting that and knowing it and then taking very small steps towards it is what makes it possible.
So how do you help someone when they're stuck in the, you know, this is this precious thing that somebody gave me, or, well, I've had this for a really long time, I really don't want to get rid of it. How do you help them when they get stuck in that mode of, well, I want your help, I want to declutter, I want to get things out of the house, and I don't want to let go of anything?
Well,
good point.
You know, that whole idea of letting go, how do we let go? There are so many ways to help people. But the primary thing is that there very often can be an ambivalence. In other words, they don't necessarily want the physical outcome of what all the things they've collected has turned into, right? Which could be a lot of clutter, could be just memories that are just, like, almost painful having it all. So they have that, but at the same time, they don't really want that, and there's just so much emotional attachment. So you have to establish certain parameters, like really understand what is it that they want to do and realize that there's going to be some struggle. And there's so many techniques to use, but one of them is that if what they're letting go of can go to a place, something I would call safe passage, where it can move to that place and they feel good about it, there's a better chance of them letting go. So, for example, if it could go to another family member or a friend that would really appreciate it, that helps them to let go. Sometimes documenting it. I've been doing some work with clients recently where I'll take photos and some video of them talking about the objects, and once they do that, they're fine to let go of it.
Really, that's nice. A great idea of taking pictures. You know, my dad is down in Palm Springs, uh-huh. And he is opening up a consignment store. He just had, you know, he's been a decorator all his life. And it's funny, he was up here visiting for his birthday, and we were talking about the hoarding shows. And,
uh-huh.
And you know, it's funny because I have, like, a lot of stuff that I'm looking at my house, and after four kids and living there, I'm like, this doesn't really mean anything to me anymore, you know, but I don't want to get rid of it either.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's kind of like I could totally feel what other people would, you know, I mean, I guess I'm probably the same. But you know what he said, if, you know, in a sense, as you get a little older, you think that you don't want to just give it away because maybe you won't be able to ever get it back because you might not be able to afford it or work
right.
slow or that might be one of the things. But at the same time is, you know, you could put it in a consignment store and still be able to get some money from it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's another avenue. And just taking pictures of it so that it's with you forever.
Absolutely. And,
yeah.
You know, again, it's there, you know, as we age, there's also the issues of if you have all this stuff and you haven't dealt with it, you're leaving it for your family to have to figure out. And so sometimes I find when I'm working with clients as they age, that is something that's top on their agenda, that even though it's hard for them to get rid of, they're actually doing a kindness by making the decision so their family doesn't have to.
And often once you start, it's easy to keep going.
Linda, you know what? We are running out of time again. Our show just flies by. Can you post this on my Facebook on the Kim Pagano Show so I can share you with everyone?
Absolutely.
The other side of organized, finding balance between chaos and perfection. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much
I do want to thank Donna and Lauren so much for Chivas is their product. You definitely want to try it. I'm going to have you guys put it on my Facebook so everybody can share. Prudence,
sure.
Great job.
Thank
you so much. You're going to be here tomorrow,
yes.
I think, right? Awesome.
Oh, nice.
And great job, guys. Of course, I always end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today is let he that would move the world move himself first. And you know what? Let us be the example for other people and for our children, you know, just to do the right thing. And with that, I hope that you enjoyed my show. I hope that you come back. I'm on every morning from 8 to 9 and then again from 3 to 4. If you missed any part of this, it will repeat again then. And if you want to be a part of my show, my sponsors, I thank all of them because they make it possible for me to be here. With that, I want to say go do and be and have a great day and be the person and be the example that you set for everyone else. It's your day. It's your movie. Make it a good one. With that, I'm Kim Pagano, and I thank you for being a part of my show, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? So paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in. Do you ever feel already buried deep? 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing. Do you know that there's still a chance for you? 'Cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light.